Well, it's the 20th of June 2016 and it's 1:30 PM and I've got a chance to not only listen to some of the audio mows for this year, but I've also got a chance to record one as I drive home. Driving home from Andras Firm. Got an emergency, not really an emergency call, but you know, a slightly important call regarding a bit of equipment that wasn't functioning. And I wasn't that desperate that I needed to dive up right away, but I made it desperate. I made it desperate to my wife in front of the visitors and saying that Andra's in a flap because such and such isn't working, and he really would appreciate me getting up there as quick as possible. Isn't that terrible? Isn't that terrible to tell your visitors? It's like fabrication, is the truth. Anyway, so I've been up. So I fixed it. So it's just a wee update on the firm and what's happening. Okay, Andrew hasn't been well. He had to be taken out of hospital last week, a few days ago. He had great difficulty breathing. Now, if you're listening to this for, and you don't know about Andrew's firm, Andrew's got Parkinson's disease now. But the reckoning is done to his Parkinson's. They don't know what it is, so he was taken out of hospital, then they checked him over, got him home. And then he had to go and see his own doc, and I think they prescribed some medication for him. They don't actually know what it is, but Andra, as usual, when I got to do something, if he can, he hangs about. He likes to have a wee blather. So he was telling me that when he phoned me this morning, that he was actually lightheaded and feeling, you know, really dizzy while he was on the phone. In fact, I took a few stagger steps, things like that. So just at that, I spotted Jenny coming round the corner. And I nodded to him and said, have you mentioned this to Jenny? And she says, no, and don't you mention it either. She says, okay, it's up to you, but you should tell her. No, leave it alone, he said. So anyway, so his Parkinson's isn't really any, I'm not saying it's not any worse, but it's not like an aggressive form he's got. It's progressive rather than aggressive, if you know what I'm trying to say. But this, Jenny had said to me the other day that when she phoned initially about something else for the future, that there's a couple of times he's been caught out with his breath. In other words, breathing. So obviously something else going on there, and I don't know what it is. I don't know if that's in relation to Parkinson's, but apparently the hospital said it wasn't, so there you go. Other than that, Jenny's just her usual self. Vibrant and opinionated about things in life, which is quite absolutely correct, in fact. But the things that people do and say, and banks and authorities and all that kind of stuff, the farming way of life, in other words, you know. So anyway, so Jenny's strong. She's still strong, yeah. George, I didn't even see George today. He's working somewhere out in the fields. And Jim, the firm hand who's been with him for years and years and years, Jim was hosing down a big shiny new tractor, a John Deere. Now they've got four or five tractors, but this is their latest one. Andrea had told me about it on the phone this morning, and she says we've got a brand new one. And this is hence the reason for this alteration to shed lighting, is hopefully sometime before the end of the month, but if not in the next month. It's not desperate. But they got this great big shiny new John Deere tractor. Oh, it's beautiful. Unfortunately, it the cab is taller than the other ones. So the first time they went into the small shed, the old fashioned metal conduit system for the lighting and the big glass, I call them big glass drops, in other words the glass shades with the bulbs inside, the new tractor cleaned them off. So not all of them, but enough to realise that you know, they're never going to ever remember to watch when they go in for these lights, light fits, especially when they're not on. And this tractor's going to just clean them off again. So that's the task for me, is to remove all the old conduit light system and put in something new, more low profile, that the tractor can't get its head up. So Jim was hosing this big tractor down, and I just shouted over to him to make sure he keeps that big beastie clean and shiny. And he says, "We only just got it." He says, "And on day one, it was straight into the midden." If you don't know what midden is, it's the dung heap, the muck heap, whatever you want to call it, from the coos. Everybody knows about a midden, don't they? So the day it arrived, it was tested, commissioned, and the big bucket was put in the front and straight into the midden. No niceties for the new big new shiny tractor, like just pulling something behind it in a nice grassy field or something like that, straight into the midden. So this was Jim cleaning it all down again and being nice and shiny. Probably cost several £1,000 to buy. So there you go. What else? Beasts are out in the fields. These Georgie's Red Aberdeen Angus beasties that have done him so proud, and given them so much success since he took on. Absolutely wonderful. And these beasts just are beautiful, and munching away in the grass, the grassy fields, with the sun shining as I went up there. Fortunately, the weather broke on the way up and the sky's cleared a bit and we've got some lovely sunshine. And these big beasties, especially the bulls, he's got several bulls. In fact, the big bull, the main, his top bull, was in the field on its own for the moment. And the three younger bulls, he's got more than that, were in the other field. And there's an obvious reason for that. Because he's kingpin, and he'll just knock them about a bit. So, but it was good to see these beautiful. It's a beautiful colour, you know, a rich chestnutty, ruddy brown. Be the best way I could describe it. Glorious looking beast. So there you go, an update on Andrew's farm. A mixed bag as usual, ups and downs, pros and cons, yeah, all that kind of stuff. It's always great to be up there, always great to go up to the farm, even though it was a short visit this morning. But then, I've got this wee task that'll take several hours the next time, and I'll be able to spend more time and have a longer blather with Andra. There you go. So, audio, an audio booth for Audio Mode Day 20, 2016. Great to be able to have a chance to listen and to talk. Yeah. See you by the new.